Sour Skittles are fire. Whoa, chill out, dude.
Sour Skittles?
Yeah, bro.
I haven't seen those in the
Sorry, world. Tropical Winds.
Tropical is
the I got those in the car.
Of course. In the car? Yeah. It's just going to melt.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
You're going to be eating.
No, they're not. But, nigga, bar. It is slow right now. It is windy right now, okay, sir?
That, not in your car.
Have you ever heard of greenhouse effect, my G?
Man.
Oh my
god. I
don't
want to hear that.
Welcome back to the Collective Podcast, everybody. I'm your host, Devin Simmons, along with my co-host.
The Bishop.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
Man, you know me, chilling.
And then, bitch at... I'm sorry. Sheesh. My other co-host.
Sheesh.
Silly Sills with the thrills, hoping that we can pay the bills.
Woo!
Get all the ladies
down. Yo, why are you bodying the intros now?
They can see me, so now I gotta show out.
This nigga here.
We made a mistake. We're feeding the ego.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now gonna be strictly audio from now on.
Which, speaking of egos,
we can't talk about it.
Why not?
Whoa, wait.
We got people tuned in.
You know what we're talking about.
Ding that patty wet.
That is hilarious.
That is so perfect for the actual situation.
No, for real, dog.
That nigga said dick that patty whack.
Bro, what they hey, what Cleveland say on Family Guy? And boom goes that.
Okay, dude.
We can never go back to our alma mater ever.
That's cool.
Yeah, we can.
I mean,
that's cool.
Not that I want to.
That's cool.
I was about to say, I don't have like a huge
That's cool.
desire.
We get it.
That's good.
That's good. But no, welcome back to the podcast, everybody. Another host chat. But what's going on, guys? How are y'all? How's your week going? Someone talk.
I mean,
why you gotta wait for me, bro?
He's being nice.
Man, I'm tired of you being nice, bro.
Oh, I mean, I flicked him off like 5 times last time. Yeah.
Oh my god.
You gotta do it every episode. Do it, Jordan.
No, nah, man.
It's the thumbnail.
No.
Yeah. For throw your do your fuck face. Anyway.
Maybe I should do the extended long one.
Like. Throw him up like Whoa Vicky or some shit.
Well.
Speaking of Whoa Vicky, did you see that she went to Aconic? We were just talking
what?
About Aconic.
What?
So like she went there and like follows the shop and everything. Like he only follows like 3 people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the
really?
3 people is
That's
Vicky.
Nuts.
Yeah, she pulled up one day and bought a lot of stuff, I think.
Sweet. She stays in Atlanta. Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she's from Zone 6.
Yeah, I had to remember her whole get up again.
I'm from Zone 6.
Yeah.
I don't even that was a bad impression, but I don't have any interest in being good at that, but yeah, she pulled up one day.
Damn. No, remember the old girl was supposed to pull up to the studio?
Who?
Catch me outside.
Oh, catch me outside. Yeah, we had
Daniel Pergroli.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a session and she was supposed to pull up.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I got it. I was like, no, we gotta get out of here.
It was what night was that?
Why? You were scared?
I was like, no, this is we gotta go.
What's up, bitches?
Yeah, I was like, bro, we gotta
pull
go.
All the smoke.
What night was that? That was.
It was some Saturday night.
It was
like three weeks ago. Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
And then they were just like, Suave was like, the engineer Suave.
Yeah.
And he was just like, pull up. We cooking up tonight, blah blah blah. Then he's just like, also I don't want any fanboying going on. We got.
I was like, ain't nobody about the
homegirl showing up. I was like, he said her name, and I was like, I don't know who that is. and then he was like, you know,
ravioli.
Bro, like I was literally just like, okay, cool. I was acting like I knew her. I was like, oh yeah.
No, I'm telling you, bro. If she would have pulled up, there would have been no fanboy going on at all.
No.
I would have been like, oh my gosh. To be honest, that's exactly what I would have done. I was like, oh. Okay.
I would have probably laughed my ass off, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. I would have definitely laughed at her.
Yeah.
Because she would have pulled up and like, hey, how are you? How are you? I'd be like, is this a zoo? Like, what is this new creature?
Palm up.
How old is she?
I think 16, 17.
I don't know.
And I don't think she's of age to answer your question.
No. No.
That was not my intention with that. I just wanted to know how. Whenever we were introduced to her, she was just the crazy.
Like, she
kid
was like 14.
Right. Yeah.
She was like 14 at that point.
Which, right. That's fucking insane that she's just a rapper now.
Yeah, I love celebrities.
But yeah, bro. It was like. It
her
was
shit's
like,
gone crazy on TikTok now.
I was like, no. I was
she
like,
good?
I don't know.
I was like, no, we gotta go.
Running through these checks like the W, dude. So don't get geeked up. You ever heard that song?
Mm-mm. I was like,
oh, I have.
Yeah, yeah.
We had to go.
They're doing the white girl dance to it now.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Which, what was that one song she had with Yachty? You remember when
Gucci
that
Gucci Flip Flop?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was.
Yeah.
So that's that.
All right.
Daniel Bergola.
Right. Yeah, let's get off. Let's get off that.
But,
Oh, freak. My bad, bro.
Ow.
My bad, bro.
Can't be kicking people.
Keep your.
Jesus.
Well, bro, why are you all the way over here, man? Why are you all the way over here?
So,
you know what I'm saying?
In the news, as far as everything goes, how's like the COVID stuff for y'all lately?
That don't exist. It's just a myth. That's just a Libra.
I early voted 2 days ago, and that was rather interesting to see how many people weren't wearing masks in that.
I loved it.
Facility.
I loved it. That just shows how strong we are as a nation to not get caught up in the liberal media's agenda.
Yep. So,
matter of fact,
you're still going.
Matter of fact,
so who'd you vote for?
Donald J. Trump. Actually, I vote for Joe Jurgensen.
That was a good one. Good for you.
No, I did not
vote
for
all that bullshit. You got it together.
Oh my god.
But no, go vote. If y'all haven't voted yet,
this
will be out by tomorrow. So.
Did you vote?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Booz Ward.
Yeah, same.
I went to John Anderson. It was like a
15-minute.
Was it
a quick wait for you?
I mean.
Because I was in and out, man.
When'd you go?
Wednesday. It was like in the afternoon on Wednesday.
Yeah, I went on a Monday.
I went Monday.
See.
People were probably geeked. Yeah, they was probably geeked to go up there and vote.
I'm starting my week off right.
Right.
It was packed up there, bro. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, and if you're smart and you live in this area, you don't go to the Whitlock location because Jesus Christ, they packed that bitch out like it's Coachella for no reason.
Yeah, voting,
man. Bro, it was like 658, and I literally still saw like a huge ass like snake line going all the way to the cars.
That's insane, man. I feel so bad for those volunteers because, like, they didn't sign up for that shit.
No.
They were just like, early voting. This will be a cakewalk.
A breeze.
Nah. Them old niggas popped up and was like, yep, you know who we're here for. I was telling you this yesterday. I got a little nervous, or at least like a little bit of like a heavy stomach, just thinking about like, damn, this nigga could get reelected again, because there's a lot of niggas that just look like they're voting that way.
Facts.
People gave me a look like after I left. I was like smiling. White guy was just kind of like, he gave me that like, you know how like sometimes like in literature they write the word citizen capitalized and sometimes it's not.
Yeah,
capital C. He kind of gave me one of those lowercase C
looks. Gotcha.
Crazy.
You know, we hung out yesterday and we were talking about how we don't do our bit where we say nigger as much anymore.
Yeah, we don't say that as much.
When's the last time you like filthily like
when
just
I
called
said,
me?
I don't know, bro. That's been a minute.
Why did we do that?
Because we were comfortable.
It seemed like what shit.
No, it made the other white people we hung around with uncomfortable.
Oh, I literally.
And it was
do you remember
funny?
When we did
it
around
funny.
Clayton? And Clayton was just like,
yeah. It was funny. It was funny to us. And it was like.
We did it at Waffle House. And he was like, you were just like, you fucking. And Clayton was like, oh, I can't really say anything.
Yeah.
Because he had that look of like, do I correct or do I join? Do I? He would.
Do I join?
He would
are
join.
We having a good time right now? Can I join in?
Can I?
Someone would. Because I've always imagined like we hung out with like the wrong person. He's like, yeah, Nick.
And then we would just have to
start banging on his ass.
So we had to do that.
Oh, man.
Protocol.
So that's just how it goes.
Oh, my God.
It's Nia Long's birthday.
Yeah. Really?
She turned 50.
Whoa.
That's my wife.
I'm zooming in right now. Keep talking.
Nia.
Talk your shit, nigga.
Let me tell you something, girl. Mm. Ever since I saw you on Friday.
That was your introduction to
really?
Her?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How young were you when you watched Friday? Damn.
Bro.
I got that bitch and Are We There Yet?
Yeah, that was what I said. That was first.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was probably like, because when did Are We There Yet come out?
Like 06.
Yeah, 06, 06.
So it probably was that.
Yeah.
And then it just became a slew of like Ice Cube movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Ice Cube movies, hood movies. And you know, Nia, see, that's why you the baddest girl. Because they had to put you in every movie.
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Just so they know.
All right. I want to talk college football for a little bit.
Yes, sir.
We got some shit to get into today because the bitch who bitched for all of the offseason got the thing that he wasn't scared of. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Trevor Lawrence, y'all.
Dumbass.
Let's do a little round of applause for Trevor Lawrence. So Trevor Lawrence contacted COVID-19. He'll be sitting out against the Boston College or sitting out of the Boston College game tomorrow.
What is their mascot?
Boston?
And Eagles.
Eagles, that's right.
I don't know how I knew that.
I'd be forgetting
that. It'd be common knowledge shit that I know. It's just like, I don't even follow those dudes. But
You just know.
You just know. But yeah, so he's going to be saying out that. So do y'all think Boston could pull it off?
No.
Same.
Yeah.
I just wanted to introduce I hope they do, though.
I hope it's closer than what it is.
Yeah.
Who's their backup though?
DJ.
He's okay.
Something.
Is it a black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got some weird last name. Either he's black or he's Samoan, because that last name is nuts.
Oh, so they saw Tua and they were like,
that last name is nuts. So it's like,
where's Tua's little brother though?
Isn't he in Alabama?
He transferred. I think
he transferred.
I think he left because they gave it to Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
but bro,
he's been balling.
I was gonna say I like watching Mac.
But bro, I don't think Tua's brother was gonna even. They weren't gonna give it to him like that anyway. I knew that from the get go.
I thought he was tough though.
Yeah, but I knew they weren't gonna give it. I knew Nick Saban wasn't gonna give it to him.
Right.
They were hyping him up too.
Well, we're about to figure out where.
But where's his brother go? You don't know.
Talu, the younger brother, announced Saturday he committed to play Alabama, so he's still there.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Mm.
Wait, why did Tua's brother leave Alabama? That was it.
Oh.
Right there.
Oh, okay. According to his father, the decision was based on not having an opportunity to compete for playing time this offseason.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, they were going to give it to him, which I knew.
What's the next one?
Transferring to
Maryland.
That's a good spot.
That's a good place for
him.
That's
a good spot.
Wow.
That's a good spot.
They haven't had a quarterback in years.
Oh, absolutely not. They've been running options for, God, I can't even think about how long, because they just couldn't get the ball down the field. They just had to hand it off or give it to a running quarterback.
Yeah. Facts.
Shout out to Chig.
So, I want, which they've been kind of ass this year.
Yeah, I haven't watched
the single. Well, actually, they had their first game, and they got dusted by somebody.
Which was ACC?
No. They're in the Big
no,
Ten.
Big Ten is playing
the
all.
Still.
They're playing all Big Ten this year.
Fuck.
Yeah. They're not playing anybody outside.
Yeah, no.
Hey, but don't that Penn State game? That Penn State game is scaring me tomorrow.
Well, against Ohio
State? Shouldn't.
Bro,
they look sorry.
Man.
Oh my God, Indiana is not a good football team, and they were making them look stupid.
Look.
Although,
ladies and
that
gentlemen,
the last touchdown that won them the game. Not a touchdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are coming from SEC kids.
Can you leave the stand?
No.
You're making a lot of noise.
What
are you saying?
These are coming from SEC kids who is cupcakes for only at least like three teams
until they play.
And don't talk about LSU.
What was the last conference to win the championship?
Okay.
I mean, the last
that was
two.
SEC.
Right.
Okay.
It wasn't Big Ten.
Okay.
Actually, as a matter of fact, the chance
but
y'all
I'm saying
had when
our,
you were a good football
but our
team,
conference,
you got
our conference, our conference, like, from top to bottom.
What are you about to say? Because it's about to be outlandish. Right?
From top to bottom is more competitive.
Oh, fuck no. You,
yes,
Jordan.
It is. No. Yes, it is, bro.
Jordan.
No.
Bro. Bro, no. Bro, bro, bro.
Are you joking?
Bro.
No.
The talent level. Let's get the talent level. No, 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 no.
Is he
I'm
joking?
Not saying.
I don't know.
No. See, look. Now you're not letting me speak. All right? Shut up.
Go ahead. Look.
I'm saying in our conference, Ohio State, like, they could get beat by whoever.
Yeah.
But Alabama and whoever they play in the SEC, that's going to be dust unless they go up against a Georgia or maybe an Auburn. That's what I'm saying. See, if y'all would let me speak.
You're saying, but
I'm saying Big Ten Conference, there's the talent level. Yes, it's a big gap, but at the same time, the teams are very close in competition. What? Where in the SEC, if you're not Georgia, Alabama,
Jordan,
everybody else is doo-doo at that point.
Jordan. Who went to your conference championship 3 times in a row and faced the same team and with the exception of one went, goddamn, we're going to beat the crap out of you? Ohio State.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas went to the championship 3 times in a row and was like, oh, Wisconsin twice. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, but we can get beat by anybody in our conference at any time, bruh.
That's on y'all.
I was about to say, I think,
but that's
also a commitment.
And
thing.
Also, you're running the table except for that one game that y'all aren't supposed to lose.
I was going to say, you guys always lose a game you're
y'all,
not supposed
y'all
to lose.
Y'all beat the Duke out of Nebraska. You beat the Duke out of Iowa, and then you drop the ball against a Penn State or a random
That's
team.
What I'm saying.
That's one team out
Those
of 10,
games,
11 teams.
These games you have to be scared of.
Jordan, that doesn't make the conference like.
Yes, it does.
Elite?
I never said it was elite.
What are you saying then?
I'm saying between all the teams in the Big Ten,
sure,
it's very, very competitive from team to team.
No.
Even though the talent is crazy, it can go down. It doesn't matter.
Once a year, and that makes the it just like
no, not just once a year.
Y'all only lose one game in conference
play.
The
equivalence of what you're saying is that if everybody in the classroom is averaging a C minus, and if you lose, like if one kid gets a 76 instead of a 72, that means that
it's close competition. That's
bullshit. As like the SEC is A, B, C, and then D. If you look at like what depending
also
on what
you
sport.
Should take this as a compliment. We're saying you're ahead of the pack,
right? No, yeah, I know my team is great,
right?
Yeah,
but I'm talking about the conference.
Well,
I'm not just if I'm talking Ohio State, oh, I'm big up it. I don't care.
Well, we're
but I'm saying,
well, if we're including the conference, Ohio State's in that conversation, no?
Right.
And that means that Ohio State has separated themselves in a way that makes it seem like no one else is going to touch them, and it's only been that way for however long. It's only been like two exceptions, and it's been Wisconsin, Penn State, and Iowa in one situation, or Michigan State, and all those teams are as now.
Or average.
Bro. Take it as a compliment. Don't do this right now.
I'm just saying what I'm just saying, okay?
So out of all of that, you were saying that our conference isn't shit but compared to the Big Ten?
No.
So what was the point of all of that?
No. See, now you confused me.
Bro, because you're like coming from SEC kids where we beat the Duke out of whoever and then...
Yeah. Okay, see? All right, thank you.
Gotcha.
I'm saying y'all teams...
Okay.
Every Saturday, y'all don't have to worry about nothing until you're playing in Alabama or you're playing. Hey, Devin,
Jordan,
Devin, how many times do you stress?
He stresses over Kentucky.
Well, trust me, I stress over every single SEC team except for Vanderbilt.
Yeah, that's the only team I don't get worried about.
I don't stress about anybody. You know who I stress about, who I shouldn't stress about? Tennessee. Because sometimes Tennessee pulls something out of their ass. They were beating the
crap
out
of them. So I can't be the same way? I'm saying I'm the same way.
I wasn't saying
that. But you have to do that once a year because there was a guarantee of you smacking Nebraska. There was a guarantee of you smacking Purdue. A guarantee of you smacking Indiana. Not this year, maybe. But that might be that one team that y'all have to worry about this year that's under the radar.
It's like Iowa State in the Big 12. Yeah. They're always the upset team.
Every week, I have to worry about Kentucky. I have to worry about Florida. I have to worry about Tennessee. I have to worry about Arkansas. I have to worry about Alabama. At some point, LSU. Yeah. Like, I have to worry about those teams every week because Georgia is shaky flaky. They're not Ohio State. We have the best defense in the country right now. But as far as offense goes, we couldn't even put the points on the board to match anybody else in the SEC. Like right now, I have to worry about Mississippi State because they're putting up 50 points a game.
They're pretty good this year.
Talent level's different. Y'all are different right now. Y'all are going to win the national championship this year, in my opinion.
I think so.
Because Justin's playing different. Why are you looking at me like
unless
that?
Unless Clemson.
He doesn't like me.
I don't believe you right now, dude.
What are you talking about?
I think Ohio State is winning.
No, what are you talking about? What do you mean you don't believe me? Sir. What do you mean? I've never complimented Ohio State in my life, and
exactly.
You won't take it now?
Exactly.
They're good.
That's why I'm not taking it.
Clemson just doesn't seem like a overall amazing team. They just seem like another good Clemson team.
Can't believe you right now on record. Anytime I've ever dissed y'all, you'd be like, man, I get it. And now I'm complimenting you. I don't like you, dude.
You got a sketch right
now.
Oh,
my God.
You got a sketch.
But no, y'all are really good.
No, but let's talk about Noah's team and his downfall once again, let me talk.
Yo,
let me talk.
BS for an hour. Let's
an hour.
It felt like an hour.
That was like 10 minutes.
Let me go now.
Go ahead.
Sir.
The drop-off
sir,
has been pretty
sir.
Bad. Who did y'all lose to? Missouri?
Missouri and Mississippi State. That was game one.
Ooh, for somebody who was like, oh, we got our coach, man, our coach. And we're coming back. Yeah, man. Y'all came back. Y'all came right back, sir.
He pulled up. He was sitting in his car prepping. He was like, we're going to bring up LSU.
Oh, no.
This downfall.
I got all the smoke.
All right, let me see
Jordan
what line I'm
going to tape,
nigga. Yeah, yeah, Jordan. Jordan doing this. Look, this is Jordan.
Bro, I'm on that.
Come off that edge tackle like he should have.
Hey, I'm on that John.
I'm gonna bring that up.
I'm on that John Gruden, sir.
Yeah, facts.
I'm like, you see that play? Look at that. Look at that.
Jordan.
He's like, look at this.
So what happened here? What happened here? I missed those.
Keys,
by the way.
Bro, those were so fine.
They were so good.
So
fine. Can't do it anymore. This sucks.
Yeah.
Get in the bag, though.
Yeah, I know.
Dang, our teams are playing this Sunday.
I know.
Against each other.
I know. So we've been having a fairly good season so far.
I know.
Wait, what?
This is nuts. The
Brown,
Raiders
Browns
and the Browns
and
are playing on Sunday.
Which, oh, my God. Odell. Jesus Christ.
Bruh.
That's just insane.
Hey.
Out for the season.
Yeah, I saw.
Odell, you need to get out of Cleveland, my boy. And that's...
Why?
That's for your sake and for Baker Mayfield's sake.
How do you feel about
Baker
his play?
Plays better without Odell on the field,
I
and that's not taking anything away from Odell's talent. It's just Baker's a little he's a little sketch boy. You know what I'm saying?
How do you mean?
He's a little scared.
He's
scared of Odell.
Yeah.
He's scared of Odell, and he knows. All right, if I don't try to throw the ball to Odell. Odell's going to get in his little feelings and his mode.
Oh, we saw that on
you
record
know,
in that Cowboys
you know what I'm
game.
Saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's
but,
like,
but it is – I.
But that,
how could
but
you
that
blame
was,
him?
I know.
Because, like, Odell is, like, he's
and
in
then,
top
And
five.
Then at the same time, I'm like, yeah, and Baker's not built – he's not a quarterback that's built like that either to be like, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
But, nah, big Odell, you need to get out of there.
And head to where? Because, man.
I don't know. I don't know where anybody would take him, but
yeah, that's
it has to be somebody. It has to be somewhere else.
Because that was my issue kind of with his play. It felt like he was like,
well, he got traded to the Browns. He didn't, like, go to the Browns.
Oh, no. I was talking about his just, in general, his play this
his
year.
His play, yeah.
It felt like, oh, he was either on zero or he was on 110.
He was, yeah. Right. Odell was either on 10 or he was on nothing.
Yeah, because he would not get targeted. Like, it was just like.
And that's Baker.
Yeah, because I feel like Baker had a safety net from his rookie year to now. He was like, I'm going to deep it to Landry.
Yeah.
And if I need to, I'm going to get it to.
He's cooler. He's better with Jarvis.
Hopper?
Hooper.
Hooper.
Yeah.
He's better with Jarvis because Jarvis isn't on that diva time.
Yeah. And then on top of that, the Browns were set for like those first like four games or so because they had Chubb and Hunt in the backfield and the other back that they had. So their running game was like carrying them.
Yeah.
So once it became apparent that like Hunt was going to be that number one guy and he like had to take up all the brunt, it was like, okay, well, let's incorporate more gadget plays and have Odell throw to Landry, or let's have Odell do a roundabout and run it a 60-yard touchdown. And it was just like good game plan, but he's going to get hurt because he's doing a lot on the field.
Yeah, he's doing a lot for a guy that has frequent leg injuries.
Like, specifically in his leg.
Yeah. And
I don't know if it was the same one as the last injury
he had
to come back, but it's just like, dude.
What was it, ACL?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just weird how that news came out. He had to text somebody, like a source, and was like, yo, my shit's gone.
Fuck.
It's tough, man. So, I don't know. I didn't see a season-ending injury coming, but I was just like, he's doing a lot to get involved in general. So, like, I knew an injury was going to come at some point.
Yeah. And when you have to force your star receiver the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good fit.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not a good fit.
And it felt forced, too.
Or you got to get a different quarterback.
Because they were trying those trick plays out the ass, like, for a lot of
them. It was every week.
They even tried it against the Steelers. It was just like, it's not working.
That's not working.
That's a fun team to watch right now.
Oh, the Steelers are hot,
dude. That's a fun team to watch.
They're hot. That Titans-Steelers game was great.
Yeah.
Which I think that's a preview into an AFC playoff matchup.
Oh, matchup.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't see the Ravens flock going to the championship this year again.
Can I?
I don't think the Ravens are going to the playoffs, bro.
Can we put a?
That's on 10.
Can we put an axe in this conversation real quick? You are so full of shit.
What did I do?
You were quite the biggest Falcons fan I've ever known in my life, and you just jump ship.
I'm doing it for the year. You can't blow.
And then when I called you
three
a rebrand,
leads,
you were like a rebrand.
A rebrand. We mean.
I was like
rebrand. This I've always been this.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I loved it.
This has been me.
I just love the fact that I was like in my room on my Falcon sheets, looking at my Falcons fat head.
Me, Falcons fan? No. Lays the fat head back there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Noah is the weirdest sports fan of all.
That's
time.
Not even true. I've been loyal to every team. I still watch the Falcons. I'm just being honest. Like, I'm going to spend my money elsewhere, and that's on Lamar Jackson.
No, I get it, man.
Noah, you do that too.
You
haven't suffered like I suffered, Noah.
I mean,
never switched up on the Raiders.
He chose some player teams. Like, he's gone to different teams before.
I'm doing that now.
Religiously. Yeah. Not religiously, but like.
So the Ravens would be a player team for you.
Yeah, it's a player team.
Gotcha.
Because I really
do. It just seems like you bought into the Ravens.
I was about to say. Yeah. I was like, well, then just say Lamar.
Because I'm at that point.
Say, Ravens flock. Look at us. Yeah. Every week.
I'd be like, man, we going crazy right now. And then
when they lose, it's like, it's all right, man. We going to bounce back. No, you are so full of it right now.
Yeah, bro.
I just love doing that because, like, everybody, like, because what was it? Shout out to Rachel Campbell. What's called?
She was very active on your Twitter.
Yeah, I was about to say, we always crack jokes.
Hey,
and
I don't know. She doesn't watch this shit.
I was going off about the Falcons. I was like, man, the Falcons ain't shit. Da, 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 da. And the next year, she was like, I thought you were a Ravens fan. And I was like, you know, so sometimes I like to tune in.
Just stay tapped in, you know what I'm saying? It's where I'm from.
And the Braves. I'm always going to be a Braves fan. I would never switch up.
We're a week separated from them getting eliminated. How are you?
We're young, man.
We're young. Man, I've been hearing a lot of that.
Because it's like, to be honest, next year is supposed to be the first year where we're supposed to really make noise. Like, the last 3 years have been, I wouldn't call them flukes, but they've been...
Rebuild?
They were supposed to be the beginning of seeing some major progress. Mm. So 2018, the year that Acuña hit the Grand Slam in Game 3 in the LDS against the Dodgers, that year, they weren't supposed to be there that year. Mm. They weren't even supposed to win the division that year. 2019, it was like, okay, we have some really good pieces now, but our pitching is still ass.
Yeah.
So we continue to lose the NLDS. This year was like the year where it's like we could do something, but let's see how it goes. And we made it to the NLCS. Arguably should have won the World Series this year, but it was still the year before what should have happened. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So next year's supposed to be the beginning of a 10-year run.
See, I was about to say, but see, see that? But you didn't win, nigga.
I knew it.
I didn't even notice you had an A hat on. Hey,
I looked over and I was like, I'm going to get you later.
I was like,
because I saw that hat.
I'm zooming in on that hat, as you say, but you didn't. I'm like, that was so funny. Oh my God, put that goddamn hat on.
Oh my gosh.
Amen.
That is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Amen.
But you were pretty adamant about how you were like, man, I'm torn because I want the Braves to get it. I like the Dodgers.
But yeah, facts.
The Dodgers won the whole thing, man.
Yeah, man.
I said it on Twitter. This was the year for Kobe. I can't get mad. This was the year for Kobe.
It's undeniable at this point.
Yeah. Facts.
That nigga is moving in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Yo, have you seen... You seen the that Warren Lotus shoe thing?
No.
Mm. You know about the Warren Lotus thing that happened?
Mm-mm.
So basically, this guy has got real famous like in L.A. off
screenshot
like,
right now, so I can put it on the video.
All right, I got you. Well, hold on, I'm gonna send it to you after because it's a lot of pictures. But all basically, he came up with this design. He basically ripped off the Nike Dunk completely. And was about to release
as they do.
Yeah.
He was about to release this shoe. Hold on, let me show you. Basically, he was about to release this type of shoe, the Dunk shoe.
Uh-huh.
But the check was a Jason mask, but it still looked like the Nike check, right?
Right. Okay.
So, and he was selling it, like he was selling these shoes for like $300, like
shit.
Selling them, bro.
How much
Nike came at him, sued him. They're like, bro,
you're done.
This looks like our Nike check for one.
Yeah.
And he took colorways of like the rarest dunks that you can get, like dunks that cost like $4,000, $5,000.
Okay. Can we talk about how quick that happened?
Oh, dunks?
Like,
that's nuts.
It seemed like
nobody wanted to wear dunks.
Like when we got into that like vintage / streetwear world, when we met all those guys that collected, it just felt like that was like the tip of like them getting like really overpriced. And at that time,
dunks, yeah.
At that time, like I think we saw a sale of them. Like he came in there and like sold those the red ones with the zip tie on them.
Oh, his off-whites.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think he was coming in there. It was like 500. And it was like, yeah, that's a reasonable price for what those are right now.
Yeah, for the off-whites.
But I've seen those hit 5,000
on
a lot of sites. And I'm like,
yeah.
No, I don't think so. This is a little much. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's always one shoe that does that over the years. But also, I saw one of my, some dude. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's really close.
Whoa. That might as well be it.
That's not okay at all.
See, look, and when I first saw it, I thought somebody had like took a dunk, made their own swoosh, like was like just showing off a custom for Halloween. I was like, you know, you fire, bro. That's right. Why. And then I was like, wait, he's selling this shoe.
Oh my God.
People are and so okay. So then last night, he comes out with this after the scandal. Right?
Idiot.
He comes out with this. And basically, he's like, man, so they tried to come at me, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, had to take the shoes down. But I made this new shoe, blah, blah, blah. So everybody that pre-ordered that shoe is going to get this shoe, blah, blah, blah. People are pissed.
That's an ugly shoe.
Bro,
that's
I'm ugly. Talking about, they're like, bro, you need to go to jail. They're like, you need to go to jail for this.
You need to get locked the fuck
bro,
up.
They're like, bro.
Give me my.
Yeah, shit. They were like. Nah. Bro, this one dude was like, so. This one dude was like, so I lost out on money for about 3 months for it to end up getting canceled because I do not want this shoe. He's like, so I just don't have my money anymore. I'm like, yeah, bro, you lost out.
$300.
Fuck.
Well, let's equate shipping and whatever extra fee they got it in.
Let's just say four.
Yeah, 400.
Let's just say 400.
I could never.
That's nuts.
I literally could not ever spend $400 on a shoe.
If I ever spend $400 on a shoe, I'm going to have to be there.
Facts.
Yeah. At the store.
Yeah, that's got to be it. It's got to be special.
Test run. Running across like across the street and back.
Right.
Like,
this got to be special because I think like right now I'd cap out at like 300, maybe even less.
Yeah.
Because I think I spent like 200 flat on those boots over there. So
those are 200?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Docs are expensive, bro. Yeah. The regular docs already are like 130, 135.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, off the hip. The ones I got.
That's not bad, though.
130? Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, that's not bad at all.
Yeah. They just taxed on those because they're the all blacks. So special edition, I guess, but not really.
Yeah, it just doesn't have the white. I mean, not the white. It just doesn't have the yellow, what's it called, on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The yellow.
Lacing.
Thread, yeah.
That, and then people always, like, they're like, are those fake? And I'm like, no. They're very
bro,
real.
That's actually funny.
Like, yeah.
I think it's so funny when everybody buys the one thing that's at the mall.
Yeah.
And then you go online or you go somewhere else and get something that's exactly the same.
Yeah.
But there's one thing. Yeah. It's automatically a, are you, what is that, bro?
Yeah.
It's like.
They'll look at them and they'll be like, they look like ducks, but they don't have the yellow tag
yes,
on the top.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened when we were at Tate's crib. And Allie's like, what are those? And I was like, they're ducks.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah, it has the same emblem on it. They're just all black.
Yeah.
Which is why I like them.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm an emo bitch. I'm still laughing at that funny thing you said. Oh, you should hit up Devin. He's an indie girl.
Oh, yeah.
Who'd you say that to?
Me.
Victoria.
Oh, well, Victoria.
Victoria, she was just like, looking for new indie music. And then I was like, shout out to Luda Vacation. And I said, Luda Vacation. And then I was like, but you got to ask Devin. He's an indie girl.
Oh, yeah, fact.
See?
No, yeah. It's a certified
that's,
fact.
That's big facts. We all went to the Wallow show. Devin was having the best of times. This man was singing his life out on one bad leg. On a bad leg.
Two bad legs.
Two bad legs. He was standing on the wall. Oh, standing on the wall.
The man said, this was Devin. Do not wait. Do not wait.
That boy was hugging that pose.
I thought he was going to do one of these.
Put the fist up. That man was hugging the he was hugging that pose, bro, singing all them songs.
Speaking of Wallows, I finally got a full listen of the EP.
And is it good?
Came out with two songs that I liked.
Out of
he told me that last week.
Six, maybe seven, eight. I think
33% from the field. That's
sorry.
Okay.
Hey man, you're a Hall of Famer.
But I ended up like
baseball.
I ended
right,
up liking
in baseball.
Yeah. You're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, facts. That. The single that they came out with, that like really elaborate music video, I ended up
the yoga one.
No, the other one.
Where
it's just Braden singing.
With his girl fit.
Yeah, okay. I ended up liking that a little bit more, listening to the EP in full.
Okay,
but Virtual Aerobics can kiss my ass.
Damn,
you know what's crazy?
What?
So I found the Chop Not Slop Chop the Screwed app. They got this Demi Lovato Chop the Screwed album on there.
Demi Lovato.
Bruh, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, bruh, Chop the Screwed is a wave. Because I would never listen to a Demi Lovato album in my life. Even though I love Demi Lovato, bruh.
Oh, Demi Lovato.
Couple loves her too.
Girl. All right, let me stop. Let me stop. Oh my God.
It's comedy.
It's comedy. But yeah, I was like, bruh. I was like,
so you listened to a Demi Lovato album, Chopped and Screwed. What did it sound like?
It was fine.
So it's like,
but it doesn't even sound like her.
So
that's
like,
why you like it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
as
shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Chopped and Screwed is a whole vibe.
I love Chopped and Screwed.
I was like, bro, this is riding.
That's gentrified as fuck.
Yeah,
because DJ Screw was like, I never envisioned fucking Demi Lovato Chopped and Screwed. That's fucked up.
It's crazy.
That's exclusively hip-hop, so I don't know if I like that one.
We got to find some way to exclusively talk about Nick Matt Paddywhack.
I want to so bad. But then, you know, our conversation yesterday, it started making me feel so bad for him.
Why? Not in, like, a bad why, but, like...
No, when we were talking about, like, how deep and stuff under the surface might have gone through, and then it's just, like, we're only on the top surface knowing what we know now. Yeah. It's just, like, there might be some deeper rooted stuff.
Hey, but
that
the top surface is still...
Oh, it's funny as fuck.
Wild.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's still deeper than most situations people got in their relationships now.
I just got to do some interviewing. Start getting some resources.
Whoa. This man going Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, my God.
So.
Niggas with a cape and shit. Like, so.
Walking up low five.
Like, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mandalorian's out now. We watched the first episode. Do you want? Let's do a mini review of the first episode of The Mandalorian.
Man,
how'd you feel about it, Jordan? Because you were in awe when some.
What was that?
Did you not just?
What did you just do?
He went.
I just saw like the end of it. It was like
he freaked out. That was so funny. I've never seen you. You have so many funny mannerisms. Oh, my God. But no, let's go over. Let's talk about the Mandalorian, and we'll wrap up.
Mando. What are we getting into? Are we going to talk Easter eggs, or are we going to talk about what happened?
Easter eggs, fan service, because there was a lot of fan service in this first episode. It was it was from the jump, too.
From the get-go.
So it starts off with, by the way, the music. This season, off one episode is, I was telling him, I was like, for whatever the future of the Star Wars film franchise is, I hope they take note of the Mandalorian.
We were like, bro, if they can get the writers from Mando,
which they should, it's just John Favreau.
And I had this conversation with somebody when we were talking about DC. They're like, man, why are DC movies so trash? But anything they put out animated is fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, but let's just translate it. And then they're like, well, you know, you can't translate TV to film. I'm like, how can't you? I'm like, you basically just take, I'm like, don't you have to write out basically a whole season to begin with?
I think so.
Isn't that basically as long as a movie?
For most part,
arguably longer.
Yeah,
like in a sense, like you
depends
basically
on the content because like we're talking about like 8 episodes. Well, specifically for DC Unlimited or whatever their platform is, like we're talking about like 8 episodes of like hour long shows.
That's what I'm saying.
Which can definitely be condensed to a movie. It's always about like as far being in that industry, the issue that they always pose out with like TV or animation to real life. It's like they'll talk about they don't really have a vision for the photography and the film aesthetics that a real movie would need. And I'm just like, okay, but grab somebody who knows what
I'm
the
like,
fuck they're
I'm
doing.
Like, I'm writing
take those ideas and that the writers have placed into these brilliant DC animations
and do it.
Just write a fucking great life. Movie. It's just it's really not that hard.
Yeah, it's like, bro.
But they whatever. But also the brilliance of those writing of those writers, they're the money that they deserve is
taken away from movie writers.
Yeah, no, and they're great too. It's just
somebody's
better at writing.
Yeah, we're just like, saying yeah.
And that's with anything. There's someone better at something in any field.
Somebody
so, like,
got the pen and somebody don't have the pen.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, some people need to give it the fuck up. And you know, but you know what? With that industry, they could write any shit they want and get the bag. So they're not gonna really put too much effort in. But I think they are turning a tide a little bit. And I think it began with the Joker.
Had to.
And I think it's about to continue with the Batman.
Batman.
I watched that trailer a
that
lot.
Batman's about to go crazy.
I hope it doesn't get delayed, but we'll see.
Everybody talk about, what's the boy's name? What's his name?
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, everybody's talking about Rob. I was like, I believe Robert Pattinson.
I do too. He's a brilliant
actor. I was like, they were like, Robert Pattinson. I was like, I believe in Robert Pattinson better than Ben Affleck.
Yeah. And it was always about size and perception with Robert, but
I'm like, you can bulk up.
Yeah.
Or if not, Batman can do some ninja stuff that we've seen Batman can do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But I think that trailer was like, yeah, he's going fuck there, because this is like not that.
Oh, it's about to be lit.
Like, it's a Batman that's like deranged and like
it's about to be lit.
He's just only motivated by like getting the fucking job done at all costs, and he's on his detective shit. So it's just like
this is about to be lit.
Chef's kiss.
This is about to be this is about to be Arkham Asylum.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Riddler being in it is gonna be so fun. So. Plus, I don't think we've gotten a Riddler since Jim Carrey, so.
Ooh. I'm
about to have some fucking fun with that movie, so. I don't. How do we get into the Batman from Mandalorian?
Writing.
Yeah.
Oh, writing. Mandalorian's written very well, and also there is a Boba Fett shit that happened, and that's why Jordan freaked out. That's it. Also, I can't wait to finish that rest of the season. See Sasha Banks.
Yes, sir. Sasha Banks.
We love Sasha. She's a wrestler.
That's my favorite.
What, wrestling?
Yeah,
you want to be on our wrestling podcast?
Yeah, man, I have a lot of insight.
Oh, yeah?
Let me hear some.
What's going on in the wrestling world that's nothing really that you grinding
guys,
your
gear? Nothing that you guys didn't know about.
Not for real, though.
I really do. You guys watch Raw?
No.
Exactly.
What happened?
You're tapped in.
Yeah, like I said, you guys don't know the guys, but Bebababu was
Bebababu.
Don't know about Bebababu.
That's somebody's name for real, though.
Bebababu.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying WWE wouldn't be against it.
Yeah, no, it'd be
Bebababu.
Noah,
let me tell you right. When me and Devin were at the show, SmackDown?
2016?
I'm talking about the Tamina.
Oh, that was 17.
Yeah,
SmackDown.
So this girl, Tamina, bruh. So she's Samoan, right?
Right.
Bruh, tell me why the first thing her theme song was a howling screech. And then these drums just come in heavy. Boom, boom, boom. And then the song, the whole song, she's Samoan. The whole song is Tamina. And me and Devin are like, oh my gosh.
We're like, this is so fucking racist.
We're like, why, bro?
We're dying laughing. Because racism is hilarious.
I bet.
And then every time we see her on TV when we're watching it, we get hyped because we're like, her theme song. But what was it, Rumble or Mania?
Oh, it was Rumble, actually.
They changed her theme song, bruh, when we were getting on it. We were about to join her because we knew she was coming up. And then we heard it. We were like, what is this? What song is this?
Racism. Microaggressions. Where are you? I missed them. But no, shout out to Tamina. I don't know what. She's pregnant, I think.
What?
I think she is having another child.
Can she wrestle with a kid in her belly?
Noah.
Absolutely not.
Oh. No, she gets slammed.
It's the TV.
She gets. Oh my god!
Miscarriage. We gotta go to commercial break, guys.
Can you imagine like an accidental abortion to just fucking happen?
An accident.
Hold on, this is graphic. Turn your head, kids. Turn your head. You just like they bias like you just see come out of the fucking.
We have to end this.
You just see.
We have to end this.
And then he's like, what the fuck?
You just see the ref like.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Collective Podcast.
Oh, that's always been the funniest thing with like refs. Like, they don't know what to do, so they just do like nonchalant movements or like.
Normally in that situation, well, not that specific situation. They throw up a net.
Yeah, in a situation of actual danger, yeah, they'll throw up a net.
Okay.
If it's not a scripted like ouch or injury, yeah. They'll be like, oh, yo.
Like
yeah.
Legit, like this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If someone's legit hurt and can't do anything, they'll throw the X up.
That's funny as fuck.
And they'll end everything. You remember when Enzo got knocked out?
Yeah.
And everyone was like,
oh my God. That was the crazy, because the thing, because Enzo Amore, who's not even a wrestler anymore, he had a whole rape allegation thing that happened. Didn't even happen, but that's a whole nother story for a whole nother day.
Yeah.
So he's doing this maneuver that they normally do, him and his tag team partner. So his tag team partner will hold the bottom rope and the top rope up, or the middle rope, I think is what he does.
Yeah.
And he'll go off the rope, run, and go through it, and then kick the person on the opposite side.
Right.
This time, his partner, who was holding down the bottom rope comes up as he's going through. So he's going through.
So he
slaps
his head.
And he just goes.
On the side, on the side of the apron, which is metal.
Right.
Right? So he just slides, bink, and hits his head. Everyone's like.
The impact, and you saw it live. It was just because they got the aerial, aerial view.
You saw it in his face. He was out.
It was just like.
Shit. He was like.
Bam. And then they cut to him, and he's like.
And he's like this. And so everyone's like, his partner's like up there, like trying to see. And then they're just like, there's like, X, throw it up.
It was a wrap.
They had
bro.
To stop the whole thing.
Damn.
Yep.
Wrestling. Don't try it at home, kids, even though I did.
What?
Oh, my God.
I've gotten body slammed through tables.
What?
As a kid, bro.
What?
Yeah.
By who? Don't say that so nonchalantly. Yeah.
By who?
Yeah.
By Omar.
That dude.
Oh, bro. You want to talk about wrestling fanatics? We were wrestling fanatics. We broke his little sister's teacup table.
Oh, shit.
I never went through wrestling. A table, but I would. The thing I would do is get, like, a shoebox and get, like, a stuffed animal. And this was actually my bed back then, so I would jump off. I'd put the shoebox, like, right where my TV stand is and do the drop elbow that HBK used to do. I would like the biggest booby, like,
yeah, I would make so much noise.
My mom would be like, what are you doing? I'm like,
yeah, you'll be like, I don't know.
I really wish I could explain, but shit.
But no.
5-star frog splashes hurt though.
Okay, you probably should not do that at home. That's not okay. Wait, what were you doing it off of? Your bed? Yeah. On the what?
Bruh.
The floor?
Look, all right. I was 6. This is the mind of a 6-year-old, okay?
I'm worried about you.
This
dude.
Is the mind of a 6-year-old. You just put the pillows down.
I know that was not enough because your stomach had to fucking hurt.
This is a good episode. But thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. Make sure to subscribe to this channel. We are so close to 50 subscribers. And I know 50 of y'all have at least seen this channel and just passed the subscribe button and didn't press it. Can you curse them out for doing that?
Yo, you dumb motherfuckers. I'm gonna tell you how to spell subscribe.
Mm.
I'll make sure that you know what that looked like, too.
Talk to me.
Oh, my God.
S-U-B.
Yeah. S-U-B.
S-C.
Illiterate.
S-C-R.
Sub, nigga. That's
I-B-B. That shit is red. You click that shit and it turns gray.
Yeah.
When you see that shit turn gray, there's going to be a thing next to you. You know.
The bell.
Hey, the bell. So you know how you be eating those 2 a.m. tacos?
Mm.
And your fat ass be like, why am I on the toilet?
Why are you on the toilet, guys?
Hey,
fat
if you
want to
make, if you want to make a similar sound as the commercials, I need you to hit that shit so you be notified every time we drop one of these motherfuckers.
Notified, guys.
Now.
And if you don't know what notifications are, guys.
Go to your settings.
Go to your settings,
guys. Turn them shits on.
Yes, God. Sir.
I think that probably took about 10 seconds.
Bitch.
What else you doing in 10 seconds?
Beating your meat.
Whoa.
Eating Taco Bell. Trying to figure out why your life is down the fucking...
All right, my nigga. Like, all right, thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. We'll see you on the next episode.
Season.